This is the sound of the Thomas brush fire moving through the mountains above Montecito. We all know about the big impacts from the Thomas fire and Santa Barbara County flooding. More than a dozen people died, numerous others were injured, and more than 1,400 homes and other structures were destroyed or damaged. But even if you weren't in the fire or flood zone, there's an impact which still could affect you. That's the sound of water in a sink. Some water districts in the central and south coast, which rely on water supplies from places like Lake Kachuma and Lake Casitas, are concerned about debris from recent brush fires contaminating the waterways and your water supply. Lauren Hansen, who's a board member for the Goleta Water District, says her agency is very concerned about Lake Kachuma.
As the water comes down through the watershed, there's so much debris and so much scorched earth. A lot of that could come down into the lake, and then we'll deal with that at our water treatment plants, ours and the city of Santa Barbara. And that's going to be a challenge. And so we're going to have to deal with this for some period of time. And our water district, the Goleta Water District, has started a number of programs to improve water quality as we face problems going forward.
A congressman who represents much of the central and south coast is co-author of a plan to help water districts in our region and around the country face situations like the one that's occurred in our area.
The Water Infrastructure and Resiliency Act will actually provide water and wastewater agencies an opportunity to draw down federal grant monies so that they could create a more resilient facilities, more resilient environment for their facilities so that we could conserve better, we could reuse water in a way that allows us to make our water resources grow further. Really look at sustainability in light of the climate change challenges that we are facing.
Democratic Congressman Salud Carbajal of Santa Barbara says the Environmental Protection Agency would administer the grants. A key element of the proposal is preserving or improving water quality, an issue in the wake of the Thomas, Sherpa, and Whittier brush fires. Other uses could be water conservation projects to rebuild or relocate threatened facilities and to implement advanced water reuse and recycling efforts.
The flexibility in how these grant funds could be used is pretty broad. So it allows our water and wastewater agencies an opportunity to look at how they could maximize water, conserve water, implement certain features that will allow us to have better drinking water quality.
Even though he's a Democrat in a Republican-controlled Congress, Carbajal says he's hopeful for the legislation's prospects. He co-authored it with a Republican congressman to try to take the politics out of the idea.
Tom Reed, Representative Reed, is the co-sponsor of this bill with me. He is from New York. Because it is a bipartisan bill, it lends itself to having a higher chance of it moving forward. And should it not move forward in the traditional legislative sense, we are hoping that this is a bill that could be incorporated into the WERDA legislation, which is a big infrastructure bill.
The congressman met with representatives from a dozen water agencies in Santa Barbara on Monday to get their thoughts on the legislation. Lauren Hansen with the Goleta Water District.
Resiliency and sustainability of water supply, and that's really important to all of us on the south coast of Santa Barbara because of the effect that the wildfires might have on our water supply, affecting the watershed when we do get more rain, possibly having a very difficult impact on our water quality.
The proposal calls for a cost-sharing plan with the federal government covering up to 75% of a project and the local agency the rest. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.